Jim, the period you've been telling us about was the 2 year period, 1952 to 54, and there was an awful thing that happened to you personally one night in Adelaide that brought this to a very sudden end.
Yes, I was broadcasting at Centennial Hall, and I was getting pains in my back and my neck and so forth, and feeling pretty sick. And the Queen was there at the time, and I was on the same program that the Queen's broadcast was on, and they were sort of flicking over to the square dance and back to the Queen. Anyway, I flew back to Melbourne afterwards. I remember being in the reporter's room at the Adelaide Advertiser, and I was typing my weekly article for the Adelaide Advertiser, and I said to one of the reporters, I said, "It's funny, you know, my first finger of my right hand isn't pressing the keys very well." I said, "I feel real sick." I said, "It'd be funny if I had something like polio, wouldn't it?" And the reporter said, "It wouldn't be funny if you had polio, Jim."
No.
Always remember that. And then I flew back to Melbourne, and I did have polio, and I was put in an iron lung.
Oh, yes.
I was very lucky to get out of that.
Yes, yes. I'm well aware of that. We've had a lovely chance to talk to you before putting this tape on, and you really did survive an awful time in Fairfield Hospital.
Yes, it was a wonderful time, really, because they saved my life. I was very lucky, and
yes.
But it was an incredible experience, and to be in an iron lung, you know, there I was. I had been flying Spitfires, which is an incredible feeling of freedom to zoom up amongst the cloud in a Spitfire, and all of a sudden I'm imprisoned in an iron lung.
Yes.
It was quite a contrast.
Yes, and 21 days and nights in the lung.
No, I had a few months in the lung, but I came out of the iron lung and was put in the recovery ward, Ward 9, and then I didn't sleep for 21 days and nights.
Pardon me.
And I collapsed, and they put me back in the iron lung for about 3 days, and I ate like a horse, because when you haven't got oxygen, you lose your appetite.
Yes.
And then they brought me out again, and I went for 34 days and nights without sleeping, and then was put back in the iron lung. But all this was all my lungs were straining. I was getting, bit by bit, I was gaining a little bit. A very interesting thing happened to Mr. Farnback, was the head physio at Fairfield.
Yes.
And one day, they rolled me over on my side in the position that women take up when they're pregnant, when they're resting, when they're pregnant. Rolled over on my side with my left leg forward. And as they rolled me over, my voice, which had been just a whisper, it suddenly came up like that. And Miss Farnback said, we used to call her Fanny Farnback, which was very rude, she was very nice. and she said, "Your voice came back, Jim." And they realised that my diaphragm was working with gravity. So from then on, they decided every day I had to roll over and do this position to try and encourage my diaphragm to work. And in fact, now as I'm talking to you, if you watch me, you'll find my chest is not working very much, but I'm breathing down there from my diaphragm, and that's what's keeping me in the world.
Oh, well, there are just so many wonderful stories about this awful time for you. That they put a special line through it to the hospital, which was manned by square dance volunteers.
Part of the time was, I only found that out just recently. In fact, I've only found out things recently that I never knew about. They had, people write to me and tell me. In fact, one of the things that happened at that stage was concerned Phil Leggett, because he came in to visit me in hospital on one occasion, and he was being very nice and friendly, and I said to him, "Phil, one day I'm going to get out of this jolly place, and I want you to promise me something." He says, "Yes, what do you want?" I said, "I want you to promise me that when I come out, you'll hire me your big ballroom," because it was a huge ballroom, Leggett's, "so that I can put on a big night and make some money, because I'm going to need to make some money with a big square dance to when I get out."
Yes.
He says, "Oh, Jim," he said, "I won't only just give it. I won't only just lend it, hire it to you. I'll give you the ballroom for a night."
Oh.
I don't think at the time he probably thought I'd ever get out. So I was about 6½ stone at that stage. Goodness. Anyway, I did get out, and he kept his promise. And we put on this great big square dance, and about 3,000 people turned up.
Oh.
And a fellow named Eddie Carroll, who was another caller, he called a lot of the night, and everybody gave their services for nothing, the ballroom staff and everybody. And I called a square dance briefly. But one of the things that happened was at the end of it, I called my theme tune, the Alabama Jubilee.
Yes.
And at the end, I called the dance, "Promenade Your Lady Fair. I'm out of breath, but I still got there for the Alabama Jubilee." And at the end of that, I said, "Would you like to see the ghost walk?" And I got up off my wheelchair, which I'd been in, and with Beth's hand help, I walked off the stage. Then when I got near the curtains, I knew the physios were right behind the curtains, I pushed Beth off and walked off all on my own. And,
oh,
you know,
Jim.
And somebody told me only recently, a lady named Bobby Handsome, who was there, she said, "Do you know, Jim, everybody in the hall was in tears."
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that. And so that was interesting. You know, you hear these many, many years ago, and there was a big contact with a lot of people. And that money we got from that night, we were able to use to go up to Queensland.
Right.
And we went to Queensland for about 4 months. And we went up on the Strathaden, and I was carried up the gangway on the Strathaden, and went to Caloundra. And when we got there, Beth was there with one of the girls from her exhibition set, Moya Holden. And the two of them used to take me into the surf, and they'd hold me one on each side and get me into the surf. And then when a wave knocked me off, they'd have to come and rescue me. You know, I'd be half drowning in the waves. But they did that for me day after day.
Oh.
And after a few weeks, it must have been a couple of months, one day I was lying on the sand, and I got up by myself.
Oh, Jim.
I improved that much so quickly, and by the time we left Caloundra, I was actually going out in the surf on my own.
Oh.
So that's how it improved me, and because I was just at that critical stage.
Yes.
Early after you've had polio, that's when you make the big gain.
Yes.
And when we came home, I actually walked down the gangplank of the Strathaven on the way back. Yeah, so that was the result of that dance that Phil Leggett was good enough to put on.
That's wonderful.